We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Very good. United Airlines is facing a federal lawsuit after allegedly wrongfully removing an Asian American woman and three colleagues. They were realtors. And in August of last year, the flight from Las Vegas to Washington was diverted to Baltimore because of storms, and they sat on the tarmac forever. What, 5 hours?
5+ hours.
On the tarmac. Then one woman, they singled out and got into it with her.
Well, one woman was sitting 7 rows ahead of another woman.
Yes.
Two Asian realtors, female Asian realtors. The woman in the front said that her friend was having needed medical attention. Flight attendant told her, it's probably just a panic attack, pipe down.
That's right. Then the other woman who did nothing but read her Kindle.
For 7 hours.
She was the one that was told, get off the plane. You're not going to be allowed to fly. And they were like,
not so fast, Asian realtor.
I'm not the Asian realtor you have a beef with. And then, and this was, Biggie said they did the right thing here. They said, you know what? No Asian realtors are on this plane.
Boom.
They booted them all off.
They could have gone two ways, and I think they went the best way.
Yeah.
Like, we're don't not back down from it.
We're not going to admit to singling out the wrong Asian realtor. No Asian realtors will be on this plane. Lisa, is United Airlines going to be in trouble here?
Yeah, they're going to be in trouble. I mean, you know, race discrimination. You can't just be like, okay, somebody said there was a disruptive Asian. All the Asians, you know. Look, you're Asian. We're going after you, you know.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Yeah, no, it was just dumb. That was dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're going to wind up paying them a lot of money, do you think?
I think they'll pay them. I think they'll settle with them, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that does not seem like a court case.
No. They've got to settle out of court.
They may join you in Iceland next year.
It's possible.
Yeah.
These Asian realtors.
That's possible. But just don't go up to an Asian and say, you must be that realtor. Did you get a free ticket here?
What?
No.
Oh, this is awkward.
No, I'm not.
Now, our next lawsuit on the docket is quite something. It involves a Chucky doll and a Truist Bank employee.
She is suing the bank because she claimed she has post-traumatic stress disorder after her manager placed a Chucky doll from the movie Child's Play, a horror movie character that she fears, knowing all too well she has a phobia of all dolls. And he put it right there on her chair.
Of all the dolls.
Yes.
I love this guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Since that time, about a little over a year ago, she says she has suffered from depression, anxiety, autoimmune disorders, and vitiligo because her manager, Matthew Kaur, well aware that she was afraid of dolls, put that doll right there front and center where she could see it. And she's claiming hostile work environment and suing. What are your thoughts here, Lisa Lanier? Does she win?
Well, I have to make two disclaimers before I give you my opinion about this. Number one, I technically am an employee of Truist. I serve on one of their boards in North Carolina.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of a conflict of interest there. Uh-huh. And second, I am a huge fan of Chucky.
Okay.
And that's actually a bigger problem for me in this case than the affiliation with Truist. My family used to give, we had a Chucky doll that every year it got wrapped up in a Christmas package, and somebody got it every year. And that was like the prize of Christmas. Was who got the Chucky doll.
I love it.
We retired it when my mom passed away because it was really her favorite thing. But, you know, you've been to my Halloween parties. I have like a 7-foot Chucky.
I've seen it.
A seven-foot Chucky.
Got a 7-foot Chucky. This woman goes all in on Halloween now.
Big Chucky.
She got Chucky's roaming all over that place. I have been to her Halloween party. I love that Halloween party. That's right. And that's when, remember when Lisa dressed up as the over-the-hill Hooters waitress?
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, I have a
question.
That
might have been my best one ever.
I think it was. Yeah. I loved that one, yeah.
I have a question for you. Are you one of these Halloween people that start shopping now?
Summerween.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've seen this where this is the time to start buying because all the great new things will be sold out by Halloween.
Oh, I go year-round, literally. If I see Halloween anywhere, I'm getting it. Yeah.
She celebrates.
But you have to keep adding because, you know, you've seen all the decorations. Every year, some of them break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them you can never really know if they get too faded or worn or whatever. You got to replace them every year.
She's so
it's got to be kind of a constant flow.
I have a new terrifying theme. I've dealt with it a lot lately that you could do this year. It's called medical debt.
That's right. If you want to.
Yeah. A medical debt haunted house.
So what about this woman who's suing over Chucky? Do you think she can win?
So, you know, by the letter of the law, she had a condition. They knew about it. It is a protected condition, you know, under the ADA, anxiety and depression. And she told them about her fear of dolls. And then, you know, they tried to accommodate her after that. She says that the manager's actions triggered her, and that she had sent her into this tailspin of anxiety and depression. And she was written out of work for 8 weeks. They went along with that. When she returned to work, she had to leave work three times a week at 3 p.m. to go get treatment. And they accommodated that. But she said that when they brought her back after the 8 weeks and they put her with a different manager, that she faced mockery from her coworkers. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And right. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe they'll settle with her by the letter of the law. You know, but I'm like the lady in Starbucks that had the ugly thing written on the cup. Come on. Like,
yeah,
it was a
on.
Joke.
Enough already.
No,
right. Agreed.
Right,
agreed. Right. Now, this is completely different. Two huge companies going at it. Lululemon is suing Costco because Costco is selling some knockoff of Lululemon wear. For instance, they have a pullover they sell there for $8, which is almost exactly like Lululemon's $118 pullover. They've got a $22 jacket that Lululemon sells for $128. And then Lululemon has something called the ABC pant, which stands for
anti-ball crushing.
And Costco's Kirkland version of that is $10.
Might crush your balls.
Might crush your balls, but it's only $10. You take your chance. Lisa, I'm a Costco man. So who you got?
Full disclosure.
Costco all day.
Right.
With Costco all day.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I would buy the Costco version before that. I'd buy that $8 thing ahead of that $118 thing all day
Amen.
Long.
Amen.
Just like it.
Yes.
Just like it. But that's the problem. But that's the problem.
We're Costco sisters now. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We focus on the facts here, please.
I'm pretty sure I bought my son those no ball crushers. And I don't think they crushed his balls.
Okay.
Well, you'd know.
You'd probably know.
You'd know.
He would tell me, yeah.
Now, did you get the Lululemon version or the Costco knockoff version?
The Costco version,
yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, the problem is, though, so you can do these dupes. That's a thing. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
But if you go too far and you copy them too much, like, you know, you certainly can't use their logo. But if you use too many of their design elements, and there was when I was first looking at this, I was like, it does look just like it. But they go so far as to, there was one picture that I posted where there's like this little decorative snap looking thing that's oddly placed on the Lululemon garment, and they do the exact same little decorative thing, and I think that might be pushing it a little bit.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah, but I mean, you can do a dupe as long as you don't do too much, and I'm afraid they may have gone too far.
Interesting, because, you know, a hoodie is a hoodie, sweatpants are sweatpants, but you're right, when you start changing the accents and stitching, maybe that's where you get in trouble.
That must be it. They've copied it too closely.
I didn't know that Lulu could copyright that intellectual property.
Yeah, but I guess so.
Or trademark.
Just, you know, very specific design elements. Yeah, very specific. Like, you know, when you have a brand that has... you know, a very specific look and you know, certain very odd design elements. I think some of the products are okay. Some of them are, like you said, a hoodie is a hoodie, but it's where just a couple of them that they went really far into the design element copying.
Mm-hmm. So you think Costco apologizes and pulls those products off the shelves?
Or changes them a little?
Well, they did that once. They already did that once, but then they put them back on the shelf, and that's why Lululemon now is taking it to court.
All right, Costco, I see how you do.
And then you came back.
Such a Kelly move.
Costco is smart. They use the exact same manufacturer that Lululemon uses, so they're able to copy it completely.
Oh, they get it exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill out a comment card and tell them, keep on. You know, fight the fight.
Keep on copying
that
Lululemon.
Keep the dupes coming.
That's right.
Keep dupe.
Yeah.
If I want anti-ball crushing, I'm going with the contract. Costco. Take my chance.